In everything it's done, for this is the will of God. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks, this is the will of God. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In Christ Jesus concerning you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. As we prepare for Thanksgiving, I tell you, it's a good thing to give thanks unto God. Psalm 92, verse 1. Psalmist says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto God. In everything, we thank God. Whether good or bad, we thank God. Especially this period, we've just come through the pandemic. And even the pandemic is still around, and many people have gone through a lot of stuff. There was flooding in various parts of the world, and a lot of people lost their lives and property and houses and vehicles and cars, and people were washed away by the flood. And inflation came. Well, inflation, everything has gone up. You have to have a lot of money to be able to do shopping or have anything, buy things. No, a lot has been going on. But the Bible says, in everything, give thanks unto God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Say, in everything, we should give thanks unto God. Even when things happen that are negative, we should give thanks unto God. Remember the patriarch Job? Job was afflicted. Satan came and afflicted him with all kind of stuff. He was sick, he lost his children, lost his businesses, lost his houses, and lost everything. His wife even came and said, Job, why not curse God and die? Job said, no, I'm not going to curse God and die. Even though God slay me, yet I love him. See, that's what it should be. In all these things, we are more than conquerors. Romans chapter 8. I'm sure that not even nakedness, not peri, not persecution, not hunger. None of these things shall separate us from the love of Christ. Romans chapter 8, verse 37, say, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. So all these things happen. The word of God says, in everything, give thanks. Whether positive or negative things happen in your life, give thanks unto God. And when you give thanks, when you praise God, when you worship God, you adore God for his goodness, for his love, for his kindness, for his mercy. God returns to you his blessings. Job 42 verse 10 says, and God restored back to Job double everything that he lost. God restored back to Job times two. Everything that Job lost was restored. You know, his children were restored double, his wealth, his riches, his health was restored double. You know, we're serving a God of restoration. He places back all that the enemy stole away. God said, I will restore back to you all the years that the canker worms, the locusts, the palmer worms, and the caterpillars have eaten away. He's a God of restoration. He restores back to us double everything that the enemy stole away. So we need to give thanks unto God, saying everything, give thanks unto God. As we prepare for Thanksgiving, don't be sad and be angry and be upset and say there's no need to thank God. Don't do that. Like the patriarch Job, you need to thank God. No matter what it is, thank God anyway. Praise him and worship him. And adore him. And he will do greater things in your life. May God bless this word into your life. May you be a doer of this word and not just a hearer alone. And may you indeed thank God. Thanking God is appreciating God, worshiping God, adoring God, loving God, serving God. You know, doing things with God, doing things for God is very necessary. Thanksgiving is not just the eating turkey on the 25th of November. That's not Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is you appreciating God, loving God, worshiping God, adoring God. In everything, give thanks unto God. It is a good thing to give thanks unto God. So as we prepare for Thanksgiving 2022, I want you to know that when you thank God, when you praise him, when you worship him, God is ready to do more for you. He's ready to do greater things in your life, your family, your business, your job. He will restore back to you double all that the enemy stole away. The devil is the thief. John 10:10. The devil came to steal, to kill, to destroy, but Jesus came to give life and life more abundantly. Jesus is very willing to restore back to us everything that the enemy stole. So we look unto him, the author and finisher of our faith. We believe in him. We trust in him. We hope in him. We pray unto him, and he is ready to bless us at all times. We need to thank God. It is good to thank God. It is good to praise the Lord. It is good to worship the Lord. Psalm 92, verse 1 says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto God. You and your family, your friends, and well-wishers, you need to give thanks unto God. When you give thanks unto God, God is ready to do more. You know, remember the 10 lepers that were healed by Jesus Christ? Jesus healed the 10 lepers. Jesus healed the 10 lepers. And only one of them came back to thank Jesus. And Jesus asked the question, were there not 10 lepers that were healed? How come only one leper came to thank God? The man said, they have all gone. The Bible says that man was a Samaritan. You know, many people, they don't appreciate. They don't give gratitude to God. They don't thank God. They don't praise God. They don't worship God for what he is, for who he is, for what he's doing. We need to thank God. And Jesus blessed that man who came back to say, thank you, Jesus, for healing me of leprosy. The other 9 went away ungrateful people. And when people are ungrateful, they don't receive the full blessings of God. But this Samaritan came back to Jesus and said, thank you, Lord, for healing me of leprosy. You are not only healed of leprosy because you know how to say, thank you, Lord. May you be made every week whole. He was made every week whole because he thanked God, he praised God, he worshiped God, he gave glory to God for his healing. You know, so we need to thank God. In everything, give thanks unto God. In your home, in your family, in your business, give thanks unto God. And God will be ready to do more for you. Jesus loves you. We love you. And we say, God bless you all. Please forward this to as many people as you know. Let them receive the word of truth. The word of truth that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. Thank you so much for your cooperation. In Jesus' name.